This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Tire Buyer. Buy tires online. Get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Plunge. Easy to use, reliable cold plunges at affordable prices. Save $150 off with code MMA. Real Good Coffee. No frills, no additives, no fancy names, just really good coffee. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS20. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 541.
541!
My name is Ingo Legold.
Matt Grunin, that's my show. My fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. Hey, we're coming at everyone a day late. Sorry. I was quite ill yesterday with the migraine from hell.
You had the one-day HIV?
Yeah, I had a one-day HIV. Could not function.
That's the worst.
Hey, look at this cool birthday present Ingo gave me, everyone.
Ah,
sweet. Yes. Skull of Death.
What the hell is that called? Vodka. I forgot what it's called.
The Crystal Head.
Crystal Head, that's it.
Crystal meth.
Apparently they suck that out of dead man's skull.
Yeah, I did a shot and I'm drinking a little bit more. It's all good. In the hood. Okay. We were just talking about Halloween. How crazy was it, right?
Lots of people out, kids everywhere. It was fantastic to see like neighborhoods just giving. Some people I think were like making up for last year. They were giving out like whole candy bars, giant candy bars.
Yeah, I did that at some point. I waited for the hardcores and then I put out the big ones. But I mean, I had the whole spread. I'm like, just take what you want. And by the time you took 15 candies, it's whatever. But yeah, that, over 200 people at least. Nice mm-hmm. to see everyone out. And what else? How about them Bears? I'm going to say that every week.
The Bears were not good. So did my team Michigan against Michigan State. Very sad. It happened Saturday. They lost. You know, it was a good game, and that's always an interstate rivalry. And I just got to say, when one player on a team scores all the points, literally five or six touchdowns, somebody forgot the game plan. That's all I want to say. Like, because the Michigan State running back, I think, had five or six touchdowns. So,
okay. Again, why didn't someone break his leg?
I don't know. He's apparently
running up the score on you.
Yeah. It was a close game leg. The whole way. So Michigan was actually winning, and then they imploded, AKA the Bears or Lions style in the second half. So, but yeah, it was fun to watch, anyways.
It was competitive, right? That's what you want. And yes. What else happened? Oh, the Blackhawks got their first win of the season.
Fantastic.
They are 1-9. Watch out, motherfuckers. We're making a comeback.
If they keep this up, they're going to win 8 games.
They're on pace to win about 8. Finish the season with about 16, 17 points, you know.
The lowest ever. What's the lowest amount of wins ever in the NHL?
That's a good question. They set the franchise record for the worst start to the season. Like, that's a good one when you're original six team. Like, and the coach hasn't been fired, but they're also working through a sexual abuse scandal. So their GM had to quit, and another guy in their organization had to quit, and their former coach had to quit. So. Good times, I guess. And tickets can be had for $5. A lot of empty seats in the Blackhawks arena. So good for them. But I'll still support.
Hawks. Fire the Hawks coach. Fire the Bears coach. The Bulls coach probably too.
100%. Maybe the Cubs coach. They were doing well.
Fire everybody.
I heard. That's fine.
The only one who can stay is the White Sox coach. They almost made it to the – they got into the playoffs. So – with not an awesome, amazing team, but a budding team. So I'm all about the Sox. But
you watching any baseball or just rooting?
I did. We went to a Sox game this summer and it was fun. I highly recommend it. It's way cheaper than the Cubs. And I think the fans are cooler. It's like more our people. They're like regular people.
Cubs people it's more hardcore.
Cubs
people are just there to drink. White Sox people are there to actually watch a game.
And they score a lot of runs. So they're exciting to watch, you know? So the game we went to, I think the final score was like 16 to 14 or something. So, you know, that's
that's always fun. Sounds like a football game.
It was
game.
Like, whoa, this is a home run, yeah. So, but baseball's over. We're in the throes of winter now. So get used to it.
Yeah, we're about to get gangbanged with probably 10 feet of snow before you know it. 2 years ago on Halloween, we had a blizzard here, and that fucked up all the trick-or-treating. I'm out there like snow blowing and dusting off all my fucking Halloween decorations 2 years ago. Last year was COVID, and that fucking killed Halloween. So this one, we finally got a legit fucking Halloween. People are out in droves. It was fun. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, let's talk some UFC. We had UFC 267 over the weekend.
Yes, sir.
Joe Martinez and no Bruce Buffer for like the first time and ever, because they're doing back-to-back numbered cards. And it was nice to see this card being offered for free on ESPN, quality card.
Oh,
you want to talk about the first fight? Glover Teixeira, Jan Błachowicz for the light heavyweight title.
Yeah, you know, I picked this one wrong. I thought for sure Jan
would be
Glover because he was Glover's like 100 years old, right? But it didn't look like it. I felt like Glover looked in phenomenal shape and kind of just ran his game the whole fight. He ran a train? He ran his game.
He ran a train.
He probably did. First round, he was on top of Jan pretty much the entire round and controlled him. And then the second round, I think he caught him with like a left hook.
Yeah,
left hook combo, and
Jan was winning the striking exchange in the second round until that left hook.
Yeah, and then he got a little wobbly and gave up the back, and
Well, it's weird because if I'm, you know, I'm going back through the fight watching it, and you know, first round Jan is on the bottom, stays in close guard the whole time, and Glover is just hitting all these can openers. Elbows, the forearm on the throat kind of shit. Like, oh, it's just brutal. And I don't know why Jan didn't get out of the closed guard. Like, he made no effort to get out of closed guard. He sat in closed guard the entire time.
He looked tired.
Yeah. And also he was doing that hand over mouth bullshit too, like Glover was. Mm-hmm. And then that second round, I don't know. You know, I'm just reading through my notes. When Glover got the takedown, he got mount and he took his back. It looked as if the fix was in, because it looked like Jan was tapping before the choke was even in. So I don't know if he fucked his back up,
maybe,
or what, but it's curious. I think
he wanted out. He wanted out. He was done.
He did, because as soon as like this went in,
yeah.
Looks suspect as fuck. That's all I'm saying.
Good for Glover. I love this post-fight speech saying that if, you know, don't give up, you can do anything you put your mind to, basically. Yeah.
He's 42. What the fuck?
It's crazy to have a champion that old in the light heavyweight division. You know,
they said that's the oldest first-time champion in the UFC. And again, what does that say about the quality of the UFC's light heavyweight division when you have a 42-year-old winning? I mean, it was always like if Glover, because I thought he had like visa issues, there was always a problem with him getting into the UFC. So he was like 5 years too late. And it was always like, oh man, this guy's going to be a fucking murderer if he gets in here, and he could never get in. And now he's in, but John Jones isn't there. So is it legitimate? Is it not? Is this division weak? Is it not?
I think it's legitimate. And I was thinking as I was watching that, like, here's a guy who looks pretty good at this age. I wonder if it's one of those, he didn't take as much damage early on in his career, and that's why he's so successful now in older age, you know, because I felt like physically, this is the best he's looked. Like, his body in general was very lean, mm-hmm. and he looked strong and fast, you know, so.
And the right game plan, right? So he just comes out, gets a straight takedown dry, and a terrible game plan from Jan to just close guard it. And then he got worked the whole first round, and something must have happened because he was just not quite right when it went to the ground in the second round. And I still say suspect. I'm not buying it. Looks suspect.
Sus, as in what is that game the kids are all playing?
I don't know. But when we were at Great America for Fright Fest, those stupid toys were in the claw machine and my daughter wanted one. I'm like, you know, this shit is rigged, right? And we're never going to win. She's like, yeah, let's play anyway. I'm like, great. Did we win? Fuck no. Did we waste 10 bucks? Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Do we have fun trying? I don't know.
Maybe. I'm actually the master at those, but I don't play unless I know I can win. There's an art form. You have to look. See, every little piece of the things that you're trying to get cannot be buried at all because those claws are so light. If it's sitting on top, you can get it. But if it's too far away, it won't make it because they have like some weird thing on the chain, I think, that rattles it as it's moving across. So
it's even more high tech than that because they're also programmed to, there's a win percentage. So that adjusts the strength and the tension of the claw depending upon how often it pays out.
I did not
so know that. You'll see like sometimes the claw doesn't grab at all. And then sometimes the claw is super hard because it hasn't paid out in a while. So it's not only that, it's fucking
sketchy. Cheating.
It is. So that's why I usually don't play. Unless you see that a lot of toys have been won from it, then that mechanism is broke. Or if it's an older claw machine, they don't have that mechanism in them. Because we've played a couple where we drained the fucking machine because the claw was like, gink, gink. I'm like, yeah, it's like my jerk-off hand, you know?
Jesus.
Great. It's strong as bull. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of jerk off hands, let's not talk about Peter Yan beating Corey Sanhagen.
Thanks, because it was boring and I fast forwarded it. Right. So
moving right along.
Dan Hooker got gangbanged also via submitted via Kimura at like
in a minute. Brutal one where the guy was I can't ever say the name right.
Makhachev
re-stepped over his other arm. And then fucking just retched the Kimura. So he's got no way to tap. So I think he verbally tapped going, stop, stop, you know, just a horrible Kimura. Because the weird thing was he wasn't even like, usually when you get Kimura, do you want to grab your own shorts? He didn't even try that.
No.
He just was like, fuck, I guess this is my life now. There goes my arm. And he got wrecked. And then how about Shumayev versus Li Jinling. Yes.
Again, another railroading, talking shit the whole time. At one point, he picks him up. Yeah, takes him over by Dana and throws him down and was like, I'm going to kill everybody. Give me the fight.
I'll kill you. I'll fuck your mother. What? You can't say that, man.
I mean, he's scary. I don't know what's going to happen because, you know, I like to see his level of competition go up quite a bit. I don't know what's going to happen there, but he looks pretty damn scary. So it'll be interesting to see what he does in the next couple of fights.
That's the one word definition that I wrote down for this guy was scary. 10-0, all finishes, 7 in the first round, 3 in the second round. And
he's just a beast.
Like, looks like a world beater, right? It's these Russian dudes that just once they get their mitts on you, they fuck you up. But again, he has also got the stand up to back it up. It's not just like, I need to take you down and fuck you up. I can fuck you up on the feet too.
Yeah. I mean, he just hasn't really fought anybody major yet. So we'll see. Right.
But you can see where he's trending. Mm-hmm. I don't, when you're finishing people this fast and frequently and your finish rate and win rate are 100%. It usually translates into you're still going to win. You may not finish everybody, but you're still going to win. Because right. The question is, this is kind of like that Conor McGregor syndrome where you're used to finishing everyone in the first round. And then how does your cardio last when someone can take the punishment you're dishing out and can push you into the deeper rounds? You've never fought 3 rounds, 4 rounds, 5 rounds. So that's going to be the Achilles heel for this guy potentially. And then what about Dana White? I always hate this. So Nate Diaz is on the last fight of his contract. So Dana is going, oh, you know what a really good matchup would be? We should have Shumayev versus Nate Diaz.
Like, trying to fuck with him or what?
Yeah, because he wants to fuck a fighter who we know he's not going to re-sign. So give him the hardest fight possible, destroy that guy's earning potential on the way out. He fucking does this all the time, and I hate that. So it's like, take this fight or you're fucked. And Nate is probably, he'll probably take that fight just to get out of the contract, because I feel like he's going to make so much more money, because I think Jake Paul wants to fight him. One of the Pauls will fight him for sure, and he'll make a shit ton of money in a boxing match, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just, way I don't want to see that
damage
though.
In a boxing match.
Yeah. But again, Nate's not going to, he's not going to win a title. He's just an entertaining fighter, and I don't think that's the way you should treat him. I think the UFC needs to have a little more compassion.
Respect
for the fighter, especially when you've made millions off of these guys. Why can't you let them go out on a easier fight instead of fucking
Dana
them?
White's a bitch.
Oh, you're not going to fight for me? Well, fuck you then. And take my ball and go home.
Yeah.
Or I'll tie you up in your contract in perpetuities. And then there was this other weird fight with the worst ref that I would have mentioned.
Oh, I heard about that. I didn't see it, though.
Dos Santos versus Saint Denis. So it was just weird because the second round, Dos Santos is just teeing off on this guy. And the ref is all about, if he dies, he dies. I don't know how many unanswered blows there were. And after that point, the other guy did come back a little bit, but he still did not win that fight, and he took a point away for a legal blow. But I want to say, I think that, what was the end score? It was 29-26, but that's with the point taken away, so it should have been like a 30-25 or a 30-20. I don't know. I don't do math, but the one guy really beat the fuck out of the other guy, and that ref was supposed to ref another fight later on in the night, and they pulled him off that card. Like, you're fucking done.
You're
like
dying.
That was horrific. Because you'll stop a fight for like an eye gouge or a knee to the groin, but you're not going to stop it when one fighter is clearly teeing off on the other, to the point where all the people commentating are going, yelling, stop the fucking fight. What mm-hmm. the hell are you doing? It was horrific. But I can appreciate that. Sometimes you need to fight 2 men enter, 1 man leaves.
Mm-hmm.
We're on Fight Island.
I agree.
Hezbollah was sitting front row and go.
He was. Apparently met with Dana White, you know?
Yeah, we'll bring him up later. I got some shit.
See? Mm-hmm. Well, I want to talk about Dana for a second. This kind of plays into what you're talking about.
Okay.
Because something happened a few days ago on the Ultimate Fighter weigh-in. The Contender Series. Ultimate Fighter. That shows you how old school I am. Where one of the fighters called another guy who's Afghani born a terrorist,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And people were going crazy. They're like, you can't say that. Are you guys going to do anything? And Dana's like, you know, he's like, well, it got done tonight. And he said, this is not a nice sport. This is a very rough sport. We say a lot of mean things to each other, and justice gets served at the end of the day. The best way to resolve the problem is you fight, he said. And he said, mean things are said in this insanely politically correct world we're living in. This is one place that it is not. It's basically saying, fuck you all. Don't be pussies. I don't care. They asked him if there was anything a fighter could say that would cross the line, and he said no. So here's the question.
Sure.
What happened to Frank Mir in that case?
You should see. This is funny you asked this, because this is my first question for Astronauts, and it's almost verbatim. Because Frank Mir was a trendsetter, Ingo. He was a fucking trendsetter, all right?
Okay.
And the UFC was not ready for that level of honesty, because now you can motherfuck someone's grandma in the grave in her asshole, and that's okay. That's okay. Fucking okay, maggots aside, you know.
If I was a fighter, I would screenshot that shit and test that theory and be like, Dana, you said this.
Well, look at what fucking Connor has said. I think Connor has said more horrific shit, talking about Khabib's dad and all sorts of like nonsense.
Yes.
It's just weird. Like, what has changed, though, in the 10 plus years of why was it not acceptable to say some of that shit in the past, and now it's totally acceptable? That's the question, and that's what I don't understand. Because we're trying to sell the company back in the day. So we can't be talking about that. Now we sold it. We don't give a fuck. You say whatever you want. The ads, views. It's all about clicks.
It is all about the clicks, Matt.
I don't know. Speaking about clicks, let's talk about our sponsor, Manscaped.
Manscaped! Brace yourselves, people. Winter is coming. What the writers of Game of Thrones did not want to tell you is that Bran was actually in a wheelchair because he didn't trim his balls with Manscaped. Poor guy thought it was... I've read this three times, and I was hoping I was going to be able to keep it together. So the poor guy thought it was okay to trim his balls with a traditional razor or hair trimmer. Not sure what you want as a gift for the holidays. Well, Manscaped, so you don't end up in a wheelchair, is the ultimate gift, and they're here to change the men's grooming game, and you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts.
Yeah, those straight razors, they are hell. They will apparently sever your spine, get a little too crazy. So it's time to gear up and get yourself the gift of shaving this holiday season. That's right, I'm talking about Manscaped, the perfect package 4.0. perfect package 4.0 is the best in the business. I've heard about it before. This hygiene bundle includes the lawnmower 4.0, the weed whacker, boxers, travel kit, and liquid formulations. Do you have smelly feet? Manscaped can help with their foot duster, foot deodorant made to fight the odors of the dirtiest feet. Just so you know. Close it out, Ingo.
Yes, and during this winter time, you may be spending more time inside with your balls. You might as well make them beautiful. Get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com/MMA nuts. It's time to join the Manscaped movement and make sure you do not end up in a wheelchair, because these products are no joke.
That's right. It's no joke. Wheelchair for the win. Where is Bran? I feel like he fucked everybody. He won. He won. He's the king, man.
I feel like when they send these to us, yeah, there should be a whole lot more on the list of what not to say, but apparently they don't care what we say. So as long as we talk about the product, it's all good.
It's all good. Stick to this semi-script. You'll be all right.
Okay. What else is happening?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Let me see. Part two. Hold on. I have to share something with you. Are you ready?
Yeah, am I gonna get copyrighted? I'm pretty good at that.
Did you see Misha Tate in her ready for the upcoming fight? She's looking.
This is her OnlyFans page.
This is Instagram. Looking quite fetching. So if you notice,
if you look hard enough, you can find her naked. I'm just saying.
You can.
Oh yeah.
There's apparently an uproar about Paige VanZant's leaked photos.
How so? What's the uproar, Ingo?
She's upset. She's suing everybody.
Sounds like an uproar.
Yes.
Maybe even I don't know what you want to call that.
An uprising?
Yes. If you look hard enough, Reddit, you can find anything if you just type Paige VanZant in every day. Photos will be gone by night, but she's getting more racy by the day, and good for her.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about UFC 268, which is right around the corner, which is weird, right? It's like, why are they doing back-to-back cards?
Usman Covington 2.
Rose Namajunas versus Zhang Weili 2.
Justin Gaethje, Michael Chandler.
That should be the main event.
Actually, wait a second. This is a decent card. When is this happening?
This weekend.
Oh. Okay, perfect.
Back to backers. So let's just start with the main event. Do you think anything happens differently, Usman versus Covington?
No.
I agree. Let's move on to the second fight. Do you think anything happens with Namajunas versus Zhang Weili?
No. Same thing.
I don't think so. But I think Zhang might have a better chance the second time around.
I do think Michael Chandler and Justin Gaethje will have the fight of the year.
100%. How can they not?
It's going to be fantastic.
Because Chandler's not going to want to bitch out and take this shit to the ground.
Nope.
Gaethje's my favorite fighter because he's going to stand there, stand and bang, leg kick it out. And even Eddie Alvarez is pumped up for this, saying this is the fight for the second most violent person in the world, since I am number one. Because he beat Gaethje before. But, I mean, it's always a war. And I would imagine that's a three rounder. I don't really want to see a five rounder. I like when Gaethje can just go three and go balls through the wall. But I like his chances in this. It's a tough fight. I mean, it's probably a coin flip. As long as Chandler doesn't take it to the ground, just keep it standing, right?
Yeah, he's pretty. I think he's got like almost equal submission and TKO or KO wins. So it's hard to predict what's going to exactly happen. I think though Chandler's going to wear him down with some of that wrestling. I don't think he's going to wrestle to hold him down. I think he's going to wrestle to take energy out. So I'm predicting a third round KO by Chandler. That's what I think is going to happen.
Blasphemous. You speak and nothing but blasphemous words come out of your pie hole.
Okay.
Gaethje, fans,
anyone?
Gaethje via leg kick. How do you like that?
Okay.
Round two. But there's been a lot of weird shit happening, so I wouldn't be surprised with a split draw. I like them apples.
Split draw.
You heard me.
What score? How about
a majority draw? I don't know. I think I'm making up positions.
Is it split draw?
I don't know. Oh, it sounds good to me.
That's weird.
I don't know. Let's move right along. There's some other good fights. There's the nice thing is there's a lot of ranked fighters fighting on this card, and we typically are not getting that because I think there's even guys on the prelims that are also ranked. So good on them. What else is happening out there?
Well, did you see the new Bloodsport trailer?
No.
Bloodsport is coming out, I guess it's shortly here. They're redoing it. I don't know.
Was that with Jungle? I goddamn.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. And,
no. Sorry, yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know if it's okay to play the trailer. I probably shouldn't.
No,
so I'm not going to, but you should go check this out because it looks fantastic. And basically it's like years later, Frank Dukes, you know, after he won the Kumite, he's like old now, obviously.
Who is starring in this? Is this Jean-Claude? Or?
Jean-Claude. And then the other really? Guy, Tong Lee or whatever the guy was in it.
They got
and
them
then,
both reprising their roles. I thought they did.
Yeah, according to the trailer, they both look like they're in it.
Fucking A, man.
I just was curious, like the original Bloodsport, I think that was one of those movies I watched when I was a kid, and I was like, damn, it's cool to be a martial artist, you know?
They're taping, like, weren't they dipping their hands in glass?
That's a different, I think that's the other one. It's called Kickboxer, maybe?
I don't know anymore.
I think that's the glass one. That's the Kickboxer movie, not Bloodsport.
I'm going to say you're wrong. But I don't know.
You think there was?
I don't think I've ever watched. I just when I think of Kumite, I think of dipping your hands in glass. Kumite, dip hands.
Maybe in Kumite they do that.
Glass.
But in this movie, I'm willing to bet you dollars to pesos that in Bloodsport there was no glass, but Kickboxer had it, and Jean-Claude was also in that movie.
Well, when I pull up dip hands in glass, I see Charlie Sheen in some kind of fucking. Like spoof movie.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a lot of work. I have the internet right at my fingers and
don't do it. Anyways, go check it out, peeps. It just
sounds like
fantastic.
Fun. Are you sure you don't want to continue our streak of copyright strikes?
I mean, I mean,
fucking, it's always these. Last week, the copyright strike for us was that man versus woman fight in Russia. Somehow, it's always those Russian videos and not any of the other shit we're posting. Mm-hmm. And so good on them. Cancel our channel. We're trying to promote you fuckers. So, all right. We'll pull this one up here. John Jones has dropped to number 4 in the latest UFC pound for pound rankings. It's funny when nobody's fighting. But John keeps dropping for some reason. At what point is he off the list? Where are we at?
I feel like he should already be off the list.
Well, he's got a lot of legal issues, right? And by the time he ever does step back in the octagon, I don't know. Strange things are afoot. Yeah, other canoes.
I have one more story. Hold on. Last one. Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury boxing match has been booked for December 18th. Tommy Fury is like the cousin or brother of Tyson.
And he's
Fury.
The brother. I think his brother. Tyson's going to be in his corner.
Yeah. So I don't know. You know, I've never not seen.
He's not that good.
Tommy Fury fight, but I'm guessing Jake Paul's going to win that one.
I think Fury, that Fury was on the undercard of the last Paul fight.
Okay.
He's a boxer, but he's not that good. I've never seen him fight, but he's not that good.
That's it. That's all I got.
Yeah. All right. Well, look who just signed with Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship.
Ooh.
I'm planning on Mike Perry. Actually, might be a good spot for him to be. He might do some work over there.
Some damage.
Yeah. And then I don't know what's going on, but there were things happening in Abu Dhabi's with Hezbollah and Dana White.
Oh yeah. No sound.
Hang on. Thank you. Let's try this again. Didn't save my share.
Dana White, I'm coming to your ship, Abu Dhabi. See you and be ready.
Hezbollah, I'm on the plane. I'm on Etihad right now. I'm on my way to Abu Dhabi. I cannot wait for our meeting, and I cannot wait to see you.
What the hell's going on, Ingo? There are things happening.
Dana White knows what's up, man. He's like, I have a good feeling about this. I have a good feeling.
And then Hezbollah, he's a sneaky motherfucker. So here's him meeting Big Nog out there, right?
Look at the champion here.
Look at him. He just sucker punched Big Nog.
What if he KO'd him?
I know. Like, you can't just be sucker punching him. Because apparently that's not the only sucker punch he threw. This guy is just fucking relentless. So here's him and Andrei Arlovsky. I almost fucking killed Arlovsky right there. Like, what the fuck is this guy doing? He's out of control.
He's got like rosy red cheeks. Is he drunk or what?
Oh, and then he got into a fight in the crowd. So hang on. Oh my God, what is going on with Hezbollah? He's fucking reckless. He's reckless, Ingo. You got Hezbollah. You got that other dude. Hey, come on, you want some of this shit?
You sure it's fantastic. Did you feel going to the It's like
It's going off. It's going off. It's going off.
Nate Diaz.
What the fuck, man? That kid is out of control. He's not a kid. He's a guy.
Staged. I'm saying it's staged.
He's reckless. Maybe. He's like Conor McGregor.
But I like it. Dana White knows what's up.
It's true. And I think my favorite thing I saw all year. It might be right here. Did you know you can buy a Hezbollah cutout? Life size?
For your bathroom?
Well, wherever you want. You want to drive around? If I can put them in your bathroom? Put them next to your computer? It's okay. Only about $30. He might end up on the show for all you know. Is that copyright if I buy them and put them behind me? He'd look great on your wall behind you, though.
He would. I would totally.
I might send them to you for Christmas.
Okay. I'm going to rearrange this office area so it's a little more appealing to the eyeballs. So probably next week. So it would fit fittingly. Little Hezbollah. My dog might attack him though. Like, what the fuck what is this?
Well, I'm just saying dogs look at little people curiously.
They do.
My dog looks at little people curiously. I'll just say that. So, Halloween was over the weekend, and a bunch of fighters were in costumes. So let's have a little fighter costume contest, and we'll share all those. This is from MMA Junkie, from all the different fighters out there. I don't know, Forrest Griffin was putting on a fucking pumpkin head. Ooh, look at Chris Cyborg.
mysteriously aroused. I'm not sure what to
do. It's very confusing. Very confusing.
Okay.
Okay. You know, Max Holloway.
Nice.
John Jones. I don't know. He's scaring kids. They weren't really scared. Carla Esparza going a little dominatrix.
Okay. I can buy that.
Sergio Pettis going with the fucking prince. Look.
That's weird.
That came from the Chappelle show. But it was Megan Anderson, huh? Doing a little hocus pocus.
Okay. I can get on board with that.
Yeah. A little Clay Guida, a little Joe Dirt.
That's perfect.
Yeah. That's not bad. Angela Hill, I don't know what she's rocking. Calvin Gastelum, a little Lucha Libre.
Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know what that one is. Miranda Maverick, I think that's a Mortal Kombat type fighter. Uh-huh. Maybe Katana. I don't know. Katana with the fans. Thiago Santos. I don't know what the hell that is. Ooh, Charles Rosa. That's a pretty good Bane.
That is a good Bane.
Juliana Lima. Not sure what I'm looking at.
Spartan chick.
Invicta FC. Little Dana White and Joe Silva.
That is pretty good.
Joey Beltran. I don't know what's going on there. Lauren Murphy. The dude.
The dude. Over the line, man.
Yeah.
Over the line.
No, we're going to file a protest. But you can kind of get the drift as I kind of jam through here.
Ooh. Yeah.
Whoa. I didn't make it this far earlier. Beck
Rollins. I already know who won. I can tell you right now.
Chris Cyborg. You know.
Definitely. It. She elicited a weird feeling. I don't know what to make of that.
Kay Hansen.
That's not bad. That's okay.
Jessica Evil Eye. Anyways. Oh, that's a cool paint job. Juan Archuleta. So I think we're in agreement then. Chris Cyborg wins best fighter costume. Let's do a little tweet of the week. Let's see what we got. I never know. Oh, Jesus. This is who's Borachina Depot. So in case anyone was wondering, this is Tito Ortiz commenting on Instagram. He says, nice to be home after a beautiful vacation with my queen. And then somebody asked, Tito, you eating that cooch every day? Tito responds, like a kitty on milk. It's like, oh,
that's funny.
I guess. Do I really want to know this? He's probably older. He's got to be 50, right? I don't know.
Good for that, man. Good on him.
Yeah. Eat that coochie or something. And then Julian Lane, who's also in Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, says, Mike Platinum Perry signs the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship by whatever. Should I let him bang, Ingo? Let me bang, bro. At least he's embracing it. You are a meme, and then you become the meme. I don't know. You embrace it. And I don't know how this one fits in, but it's fucking awesome. So apparently this is how we advertised video games back in the day for Pac-Man. Just fucking high heels that match the game. Why? Yeah, why can't we market games like this anymore? You know, like, that's how we should market everything.
I would buy that game.
Fuck yeah. But you should be on roller skates. I feel like they did service to Pac-Man and the whole video game industry right here.
Uh-huh.
And there's no fucking quarters on the game. Everyone put their quarter up there. Hey, man, I'm next. I'm a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking machine took my quarter. Let's do some ass nuts.
Yeah.
We already asked the one. It was the Dana White one. Next one. What's the worst game plan of all time from a fighter?
BJ Penn.
You're right.
With the weird sideways boxing. I forgot.
That was versus that Frankie Edgar 3.
Strangest game
stance.
Plan.
Don't you... Rector set. Straight up.
Yes.
Was that? And then the other one that came to my head was Nick Diaz versus Koji Oishi. I forgot which event that was. Nick ended up KOing him early in the first round. And Koji came out with a stance like this. where he was trying to punch Nick's punches and he just kept getting railed in the face. And Nick's going, I didn't know what the fuck this guy was doing, because it's really weird because he wasn't protecting himself at all. And even Rogan and Goldberg are calling the fight going, oh, this isn't going to last long. But this is like earlier days in the UFC where people are still trying some shit out. But striking had been around for a while, and you know, hands down here, even lower, it's just not gonna work. And I'm gonna try to punch your incoming punch and counter with a right hand. It doesn't quite work out. Those are good old days. And that it was weird because I typed out that fight and I found it on YouTube, which is weird because maybe some of the older shit they don't give a fuck so much about. And I have no knowledge for this week, if you have anything.
I do. I watched the new Dave Chappelle stand-up. Did you see that?
Not yet.
I highly recommend it. It is. He puts everybody on blast. I understand why he got in trouble, but it's hilarious the entire way.
Good.
That man doesn't give a fuck. He's like, I'm going to say what I want to say. This is my microphone, and I'm putting everybody on blast.
Good.
The gays, the transgenders, all of it. There's no, like... and it's funny. So
well, the question is why. I mean, that was Andrew Dice Clay's whole career back in the day, and nobody had a fucking problem with it, or at least they weren't vocal enough. So why all of a sudden does everyone have a problem with a comedian? It'd be one thing if it would be a regular person just spouting some shit, but it's a comedian. I feel like they have some liberty in how they approach the subjects. Can they go over the line? Maybe. But it's fucking comedy and they have to try shit. So I think you got to let them, you got to give them some rope and let them go where they go. I don't have a problem with anything a comedian says. It's a comedian. Do they mean 100% of what they say? No. Maybe but they do. Maybe
it's
they're
also
sneaky.
Funny because the shit he says is true. So it's like, maybe it's too close to home for some people.
Maybe. Like that motherfucker ratted me out, man. He said a thing.
Talking about us again.
You can't hurt my feelings.
They can't know that about us.
Yeah. You can't hurt my feelings,
so,
man.
You should watch it tonight. You seem like you're in a good state. It's short. It's only like an hour. So 50 minutes, maybe. So it's like in out done. And it's really fucking funny from start to finish.
Maybe. I feel like I need to kill people. That's how I usually end my nights. I like to kill people.
In that game, that.
Chivalry 2. I just kill people because I also had a Halloween update. So now you can wear a pumpkin on your head, and now you can fucking kill a person. And then sometimes I'll pick up a pumpkin on the ground and I'll smash it on their head while I teabag them. Take it. And then you laugh at the person. And then they try to hunt you down the whole game. Then you kill them again and then you teabag them some more. That's my favorite. That's all I got. It's all about the teabag. If you can't teabag, you're not doing it right.
Okay.
I have a game that you could teabag. Shut
down. It's called Life, Matt. I have that game.
Teabag life?
I teabag all day.
You let life teabag you.
Probably both.
A handful of.
Yin. It's like a 69 of teabag.
Sweet. I can support this. I have about $5.
Oh, geez.
I'll support to your Patreon.
Patreon. Nobody wants to see that, but okay.
Gotta put that behind a paywall. Anyway, shut it down.
That's been this week's edition of Time Away Nuts. My name is Single Michael.
Don't end up in a wheelchair like Brand. Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.